Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Colonel Jeff McCausland of CBS News, United States Army retired, CEO, Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. Visiting Professor Dickinson College. The arsenal of democracy is low on ammo, Jeff. We've been preaching this for weeks. The Europeans are now pledging an enormous amount of money to rebuild their arsenal. However, right now, what is needed for the counteroffensive is, well, you can never, you've told me, Jeff, you never have too many bullets, and you just said you never have too much water. The Secretary of Defense gathered together 40 states in Ramstein, I believe, in Germany recently, 40 sovereign states to talk about how they had all participated in arming and resupplying Ukraine. But they're now out of ammo. So what have we learned from this, Jeff, about the conflict in Ukraine? That we were not prepared?
Yeah, we're not prepared, John, from the industrial side to operate a long, sustained, heavy armored type of conflict like we've seen in Ukraine. And once again, the Europeans have claimed they're going to spend 500 million euros expanding their own industrial capacity, but for the short term, not to be flippant, you can't load a proposal in the back of a howitzer. And so we need to move on from talking to actually doing, so that when they have now transferred, as they have, the vast majority of their stockpiles of ammunition, which were actually quite small in comparison to the requirement, they've now got to replace those stocks, but they realize those stocks were not sufficient to conduct a long-scale war. So they got to expand their industrial capacity to make sure they have anywhere close to sufficient stockpiles if there is a future conflict. And of course, today, John, we learned once again that the Biden administration has announced the most recent tranche, I think it's the 37th, of military aid to Ukraine. And what is it largely comprised of? Artillery rounds, HIMAR rockets, and the like to support a large-scale offensive. But as you talk about this, John, there's one more thing I think is important to think about. And that is, the Ukrainians were all trained in the Soviet model. So one thing the Soviet model of doctrine talks about for the offensive is so-called maskarovka, to kind of mask what you're doing to a degree. They've been talking about this operation for a long time. But hopefully a lot of the complaining they've made about shortages of ammunition are just to give the Russians some degree of a false sense of security as that operation begins.
A counteroffensive that failed. This is the German fight that we remember as the Bulge, where the Hitlerites gathered 250,000 first-rate troops, panzer divisions, and attacked the weakest part of the American line, chiefly the 106th Division, which was a division made up of the latest arriving recruits from America, overrun and badly mauled. And there was the great stand at Bastogne, but we're talking about the German side here. Jeff, it failed because they ran out of fuel. It failed because they couldn't sustain it over several weeks, and the Hitlerites, especially the Fuhrer, decided it was adequate to just destroy the 101st at Bastogne. He wasn't able to, but he pulled back from his ambitions. What was also true in the Bulge was weather, and you've said weather is very determinative. What is the weather in Ukraine right now about counteroffensive possibilities?
Yeah, the environment is key. There's no two ways about it. In Ukraine right now, all reports I've gotten, there's been an exceedingly wet spring, probably the wettest spring that they've seen in Ukraine for a number of decades. And Ukraine, the Donbas region in particular, the southeastern Ukraine, is historically noted for mud, unbelievable amounts of mud. And as a consequence, when you're moving heavy equipment, self-propelled howitzers, tanks, etc., they can get stuck, and it's very, very difficult to do recovery. So as a consequence, I think we're going to see this operation being somewhat contingent on weather. A difficult call is going to be when to conduct the operations. Do you wait until it's totally dry and the expectations then rise on the part of the Russians as defenders that you're about to attack? Or do you take more risk and begin the offensive when conditions are not perhaps absolutely the best, but, you know, marginal, where we can, in fact, have some belief that we can be successful and take some risk in the process. A classic example of that, in fact, in thinking of environment, John, and the offensive, of course, may be the greatest offensive of all. And that was the 6th of June, 1944. And we know Eisenhower decides to make that operation, make it a go, even though the weather environment, once again, was marginal. But there was one day, the 6th of March, which looked like there was a wind, 6th of June, I mean, which looked like there was a window of time on the weatherman's side that the operation could be taken. And he took that risk, and it was successful.
Jeff, boy, that was close. That was really close. That day, the conditions were appalling. Were they rocking out in those boats a week? They were there for 2 days, rocking in the English Channel. There wasn't anybody who wasn't sick. Jeff McCausland. Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, CBS News, Dickinson College visiting professor, Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy, The Counteroffensive. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Summer's here, and it's time to bring the heat in a new Honda. Head out on an unforgettable adventure. Or take a sporty sedan for a spin. All while driving with confidence. Check out the Civic, Accord, or HR-V during the Honda Summer Event.
See dealer for financing details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.